Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It, you know, so many words, semantics, are so important. It's not, you know, that you can say something in so many different ways. And today we're going to be talking about, you know, it matters what the word means. Mm-hmm. It matters what the word means. And when you think about it, we talked about it before in the original tent of the church, is that, I mean, so many words in the Bible that have been spoken to us, the definitions of those words have been taken captive, and now they've redefined what this word actually means. And we got to recap. We got to recapture the vocabulary of the church. But right now, we need to look at the vocabulary of what's taking place in the world at this very moment. Because I mean, how many people know what gehenna actually means? Hmm. I mean, but you're hearing everybody, and you're hearing Christians talk about it too. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't realize how ignorant we really are. Okay? It's a big word, and it's like it sounds like gehenna crickets to us. You know, what are you talking about? And when you hear that word, that word means ruling the world. When somebody says they want gehenna, they're saying that they want to be totally in control of the world. Hitler wanted gehenna, the caliphate. When you talk about Islam wants a gehenna. But you're looking at Russia. Russia right now, they're talking about he wants that. And it's like, why not just say he wants to be in total control of the world? Why, especially being Christians, we need to be brass tacks. I mean, you have to understand 97% of us in America don't even read our Bibles. You know, in the actually 81% don't even pick it up. The 19% that read them, only 3% actually are understanding and doing what it says, according to George Barna. So you got to talk plain to us. I mean, you got to talk plain to the church, because you got to leverage the church, like the grace says. You got to help her out. And so you're hearing words, and the Bloom View, right? The Bloomberg News, Bloomberg View was talking about with Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and President Barack Obama were meeting, and he was saying, I don't know how he got a hold of the agenda, but what he was saying, he was gonna warn him.
He actually interviewed the president.
Oh yeah, okay. There you go. That's how you found out.
Yeah.
And we'll make this available, a link to this on the post. But so, and he's saying, I'm gonna warn them, and understand that his Secretary of State, John Kerry's already warned them. I don't know if you remember that, but we talked about that. He said, listen, do you really want another uprising, and he used a different word for it, to happen here in Israel? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, did we threaten an uprising against Israel?
Wow.
The way that came from, I think it was the West Bank firing those missiles down and all. And it's like, this is not good. This is not good. And also hopefully make available and look on this post on the Torch about what God spoke to me very specifically about Secretary of State John Kerry prophetically. What does this mean for him to be there? What's going to be said and that type of thing. And it's actually being fulfilled. I mean, from the moment he stepped up and made that live view at a certain time. Mm-hmm. This is not going to end well for the Jews and for Christians if we don't wake up. Understand the end of this thing in the world. The end of this thing, if we just don't pray, if we don't get knowledge, because God's people destroy for a lack of knowledge, then all of a sudden we're going to find out that it won't end up well. People said, no, it won't. As we speak at this very moment, right this moment in North Korea, Christians are being tortured in the gulags. I just can't even describe United Nations. We'll make that available for you on a post on the Torch so you can see it, because we're not going to have time to talk about it. But they're being tortured. I mean, just, it's horrific, the things that are happening to Christians. You know, they're pulling them in front of stadiums of people, and they're killing them in front of the to put fear out. They're putting them in, you know, prisons that are, 4 feet high, where they have to crawl around to be able to get in there. It's just, I didn't want to say it on the air right now. But that's happening on the face of the earth at this moment. Tell me. Pick up the Bible, 97%. Read it, and you tell me what's keeping that from happening in Israel again. What's keeping that from happening in America? What's keeping that from happening in other nations? What's keeping that from happening in South Korea? It's important. You got to ask the question, what is that? And the answer is who is that? Mm-hmm. It's God. It's God's hand that says no and keeps a nation, it protects a nation, and understand that that it, he can turn us over. He can turn us over. He can turn us over to our neighbors. He can turn us over to our enemy, and he can abandon us to our enemy. Mm-hmm. If you listen to Nehemiah, the rebuilding of the church in America, you got to hear that series, then just kind of get an understanding, that's but also good. A pattern to be able to know, hey, there's something to do here. But also what the president says, or Bloomview says the president said, was read those things that specifically, I won't talk all of them, but just.
Right. Says that the President Barack Obama will tell him, speaking of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that his country could face a bleak future, one of international isolation and demographic disaster, if he refuses to endorse a U.S. drafted framework agreement for peace with the Palestinians.
When you hear the word demographic disaster, you're talking about a nation's disaster. You're talking about a people group. You're not talking about the land. You're talking about if you went to Mexico and said you're going to have a demographic disaster, they're saying, you know, Mexicans are going to experience a disaster, not right. the land, but the right. people of Mexico. And this is a threat directly at the nation, mm-hmm. the people, the ethnos, the demographic of the Jews. Our president's saying today, right. According to Bloomview, or this week, that he's going to, this is some of the warnings, and that's exactly what John Kerry was talking about in the context. Do you want this holy war? I forget the name.
Infantile?
No. Yes, that's what it is. Well, the uprising that takes place. Yeah, and we're the ones that actually deliver that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, just to get some understanding here, because yeah, if you're thinking this makes no sense, this makes no sense. It's all over the map. And you know, why in the world would we turn over Syria to Putin? Why would we do these different things when Israel's at risk? And why would we say it's okay for Iran to have some nuclear powers to run nuclear capabilities, to run nuclear plants, power plants, and possible bombs? And it's like, you have to understand that this is what God revealed to me. This is what he revealed to me, because I got tired of watching the news. I got tired of seeing what was going on. And I know these folks are intelligent beings. They're human beings. They're just intelligent. They're mm-hmm. smart. I mean, way smarter than I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at them like, that's not smart.
Yeah.
You know, and then this happened. Well, that's not smart. But I know if a smart person does something that's not smart, they're being smart. They're being intelligent. This mm-hmm. is, there's a plan going on. And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me and revealed to me this particular person that was, his name was Saul Alinsky, and he wrote a book called Rules for Radicals, but he lived that out before he wrote the book. And there's 13 rules to be able to how to organize a people, how to get an organ, and the purpose of organizing in some instances, or probably all of them, but some good, some bad, is to get people to buy in, to make a decision, to do what you feel they need to do. And if you read these 13 tactics, and you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and go to Organizers of the Night versus Organizers of the Day, and understand, you'll understand when you hear, take your time, just turn off all the whatever, and get knowledge. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's going to make such sense to you. You're no longer going to be just, you know, throwing something at your television and screaming at stuff and complaining all the time. You're going to realize this is simple Alinsky tactics. Because mm-hmm. there is no true agenda other than the ultimate agenda. That's why you see things flipping. Okay, if you take the left, I'll take the right. If you take the right, I'll take the left. If that didn't work, we'll try this. If this doesn't work. And it's trying to keep things in this flux. So all of a sudden, when we're like Israel, surrounded by 140,000 missiles pointed at us, the secretary of the most powerful nation on the face of the earth coming in there, John Kerry, and saying, you know, that do you want an intifada happening here again? Mm-hmm. This week, when the president reportedly is warning a demographic disaster and trouble and lack of peace. This is Alinsky tactics. These are Alinsky tactics, because you make somebody so uncomfortable, you threaten them, you do, and it's amazing to me that how easily we are as a human race, we're so easily manipulated. And you know, people say, no, they're not, but it's like, you know, you got to be real careful. Even Paul said this. He said, when I come to you, I make sure I don't come to you with any enticing words or anything like any witchcraft or whatever, because I want to make sure you know it's God.
Right.
Because people will do things, the right things, for their own reasons. Which means is our only hope is God, following God, and God protects us from those who try to control or manipulate and that type of thing. Well, the problem with this, the problem with the Alinsky model is his book. It's dedicated. These whole tactics are dedicated to a very once popular person in heaven, but now a popular person soon to be in hell, but right now operating in this earth. He dedicated it to Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he dedicated these tactics to Lucifer.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. And what's happening, you see these tactics, you know, unfold, and you're wondering what is going on in this interview. And we're going to make sure that it's listed. This is a really important interview because Goldberg is sitting in the White House, in the Oval Office, is well documented. This is very important because the Prime Minister, it's not every day that the Prime Minister strolls into Washington, D.C. To speak with the President. In fact, if you remember, the President didn't have much time to speak to the Prime Minister when he was at the United Nations at that time when he was running for re-election. But one of the questions that Jeffrey Goldberg's asked him says, you've been mostly silent on the subject of the Middle East peace process for months, if not more. And the silence has been filled by speculation. You're not interested. You're pessimistic. You felt burnt the last time around. What accounts for the silence, and where do you think this is headed? And the President's answer is really interesting here. This is how the President responded to that question. He says, the silence on my part is a direct result of my Secretary of State, John Kerry, engaging in some of the most vigorous active diplomacy that we've seen on the issue in many years. And John is not doing that by accident. He's doing it because, as an administration, we think that it is in the interest of Israel and the Palestinians, but also in the interest of the United States and the world, to arrive at a framework for negotiations that can actually bring about a two-state solution that provides Israel the security it needs. Peace with its neighbors at a time when the neighborhood has gotten more volatile and gives Palestinians the dignity of a state. And it's like, wait a minute, how can you say this is going to give Israel the peace that it needs?
Right.
You know what I mean? What you know?
And they have to give up their demographic.
Yeah,
they have to actually, you know, mix in where we're no longer a Jewish nation, like America has been said, we're no longer a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. That's the mindset. Mindset is we just blend everybody and break up all this loyalty to God and a nation under God. Then things are gonna be better. It'll be peaceful. And when we get back for this break, you know, we want to talk about. This is like the Alinsky 101. This is that you have to polarize to organize. And once you do that, then you push. And when you push, you settle. And then that's when you get what you want. And all I can think of this one moment is, I think that's in prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That somebody begins to go for peace. And everybody says, peace, peace. But then sudden destruction. We're talking about understanding semantics. Because when you hear hegemony, people are talking about world rule. So you just got to tell yourself, this man just said this guy wants to rule the world. Mm-hmm. This man just said, this news reporter or whoever said that Putin wants hegemony. What he's saying is he wants to rule the world. When Islam wants a caliphate, that's hegemony, where Islam is ruling the world. And by the way, hegemony is coming, and you can read about it in the book of Revelation. That there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and Jesus is going to rule as King, as Lord, and then that's when these other guys are going hegemony crickets. Anyway, so but you have to understand semantics. When somebody says that your demographic is going to be, and they use a negative connotation, that's like somebody saying your race is going to be destroyed or be hurt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what? That's inappropriate anywhere on the face of the earth, that coming from America, you think about that, of all the things. And racism, by the way, according to Chuck Pierce with Zion Ministry, says the root of racism in the world, and it's everywhere, comes from anti-Semitism. And if you don't deal with anti-Semitism, you can't break a racist spirit of your nation. And it's like, that's anti-Semitic.
Wow.
We want to get free from all this horrific stuff. But it's like peace, peace. It's like, you know, we're going to get this peace. And they're using Alinsky tactics. And you think, well, why? How do you know they're losing? Did you just look at that and you're thinking, you know, and realize God revealed this to me because I didn't know it prior to the Lord just letting me. It's kind of, anyway, I abide. And and so with that, you think, but you just found a puzzle piece and you matched what's happening and put them together. No, I didn't. I read in the book, the Alinsky Rules for Radicals, on the back cover, it's dedicated to President Barack Obama, but then he was a senator, mm-hmm. Barack, I think, when they did that, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
They're brothers and sisters. They're basically mentored by Saul Alinsky. And you can find out more about this by listening to Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. And
which is an awesome segment, really, to understand what is happening. If you want clarity, yes, if you want to know what is really happening, get it, you know, get the podcast, get this thing, it did me wonders.
It did me wonders. It lowered my blood pressure. You know, I'm looking, oh, it's just Alinsky. That's just Alinsky. But they said this is what was reported, that the president worked for Saul Alinsky,
mm-hmm.
and he taught these tactics for 4 years. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton worked for Saul Alinsky. And he went and found her in her church and recruited her in, I think, Chicago.
Chicago. Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand, when you start hearing about community organizing, it sounds really good because you see some injustices. You think it's wrong, it makes really good sense. But then you got to find out, what is the root of this? It's not about the red light or the stop sign. And but this book, these tactics, their mentor wrote this book. The ones who mentored these guys, you know, the president, we weren't president then, but he was an organizer then, and mentored Hillary Clinton, wrote this book, and he dedicated his book to the first one that used these tactics. He said, this is the one I want to dedicate this book to, the first one that used these tactics and got his own kingdom, Lucifer, you know. And it's like, oh my goodness, you know. And I didn't, I mean, God just brought me to this. And it, but when you see the 13 tactics, you can say, oh, that, yeah, well, I totally understand that. That's what's going on. And the question is, are they being used for good or are they using them for evil? But when you see Israel right now, Israel's being organized. And they're being organized for peace. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that the people, and it's not just, I mean, it's a whole bunch of folks, working for their goal, is they really believe peace is going to come out of it. Mm. Their peace, they really believe it. But it makes me think about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, and on. He says, now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not write to you about that, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. So the day the Lord is going to come back, it's going to be not good for those who stay.
Mm-hmm.
So no, everybody's telling you they got to figure it out. When the Lord's coming back, it could happen at any moment. Just like, boom, like a thief in the night. Right. If you've never had a thief come and take your stuff, you don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, while people are saying this, this is the word of God. He says, while people are saying this, peace and safety. I mean, think about it. That's what's happening right this week as they're talking to the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and what's taking place in the Middle East, and they're saying this is how you get peace, by using Lucifer tactics, Alinsky mm-hmm. tactics. Peace and destruction. While they're saying it, destruction will come on them suddenly, like labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. I mean, it's so important to understand that when you start hearing about peace in the Middle East and peace in Israel, understand this. That is the ultimate end of things. And they've only been there 60 years since they came back as a nation, although they were there before that.
Right.
And it's like, he's like, we've got to take down this land because this land says that God exists and God is real and God is good and God is faithful and God is a God of his word and God's going to redeem his people. As long as this piece of real estate's here, it confronts my reality and my evilness. It needs to go. I'll tell you what, I'll put a little gold cat right over, you know, on top of the, you know, everything he can do to try to take it out.
Isn't it amazing? You look at a map and you can barely see it.
I know.
You can barely see it. The mere fact that it takes all this conversation and dominates world news, it should be a clear sign. So zoom out a little bit. Look at the big picture here.
Right.
Amazing.
And so the Alinsky tactic, I don't know which number it is, but you can go back and you can listen to them. This is what one of the men that used to work with the president and worked on his campaign actually as well. He said, it's sort of like Alinsky says, you first have to polarize to organize, and then you settle. Mm-hmm. And polarize means this, you know, north and south is up and down, and then east and west is this way. So they're polar opposites of each other. How about over the medical and the healthcare? It's been polarized.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are for it, some are against it. Marriage, it's been polarized. Some people are for marriage this way, some people are for marriage that way. Congress, you know, some people are for Congress, but really people have turned away from Congress and our form of government. Constitution, we've been polarized over our Constitution. Israel, we've been polarized over Israel, and people are saying things you thought they never would say about Israel. You have
Constitution.
Yeah, the Constitution and our rights and the Supreme Court and the presidency, and it's all this polarization is taking place. But this is the Alinsky. This is what our president taught for 4 years, and also he worked for Alinsky. But you can read it. You can actually read the book this is what he said. The book says. The tactic is you first have to organize. You first have to polarize before you organize. So right now the whole earth is being polarized. Israel's being polarized. Russia's being polarized. The Ukraine's being polarized. There's Russian-speaking Ukrainians and there's non-Russian. Polarizing the earth. And guess what? The enemy's trying his hardest to be able to organize and settle for what they want. But understand this, there are God rules. And don't give up, because many men try to have hegemony. Many men try to have world rule. But God is the one that determines how things are going. And Israel's going to stand. Pray for the peace of Israel. By supporting VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, you are supporting Israel. We stand with Israel. And all that, we keep the conversation light towards Israel so that we can remember and know what's happening right this moment in the land that we pray for.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.